In Vietnam's capital, Hanoi, the mercury is rising. And so for many, there's only one option. Head for the pool.
This year, in comparison to previous years, is hotter, more extreme.
The heat wave has baked Vietnam for weeks. There's usually a hot period before the rainy season, but this year it's been longer and more intense. That's got forecasters warning of a possible drought and city officials scrambling to save water. They're also saving electricity. Levels in some of the hydropower dams are lower than average, and the surging temperatures are putting pressure on the national grid as more people are using air conditioning.
If everyone saves energy, then we'll have enough electricity. If not, there'll be a partial overload, which will put the grid at risk.
To save power, the city is turning off streetlights earlier than usual and turning them on later, prioritising major roads and public parks. Offices and shopping malls have been asked to halve their energy use, and people warned to stay indoors in the middle of the day.
It's so harsh and hot outside that people have to wear protective clothing to cool down and not get burnt.
Vietnam's not the only country in the region suffering. Laos and Thailand have also reported their highest temperatures on record in recent weeks. Last month, the Thai Prime Minister warned the heat was becoming dangerous. Earlier in May, the head of the World Meteorological Organization said the combination of a warming El Nino pattern and climate change would push global temperatures into uncharted territory.
It'll become even hotter over time. In the past, 30 degrees Celsius was considered hot, but now we have to adapt to 40 degrees.
Weather experts say the region's heatwave could last a few more weeks, with the worst yet to come. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.
Well, China's first civilian